I have 3 boys. I want to have a safe area for my boys, for their future. So we fled Syria to have a good, better life for my family and to keep them away from the violence. My name is Nidal Haj Omar, the owner of Aleppo's Kitchen in Anaheim. I never thought we're gonna have a war. When it started, the war in Aleppo, it was really scary because I can't see the bullets and I can't see the bombing. I thought I'm not gonna be safe anymore. I thought I'm gonna get injured, but I mean, thanks God, I mean, nothing happened to me. That's it. I mean, we have to leave, especially for the boys. So we left in a small, tiny car. I told my wife, okay, don't pack a lot of stuff because we are in the small car. You know, the only thing we have to take with us, the American passport. If you don't have it, we cannot go to the United States. This is the most important things we're carrying. Plus, we have some money. I mean, when we come to the United States to survive a little bit, at least for a few months. When we flew off to the United States, it's sadness for me. What I'm going to do again in the United States? I don't have energy anymore. Now I'm 53, 54 years old. I'm sad because I left my loved one, of course, my friends. And I'm worried about my kids, what I have to do with them. I mean, if I'm going to work, like, what I'm going to do? I don't have good education. I'm not graduated from here. If I'm going to do as a worker, how much I'm going to make? Like $1,500 a month? We stay at the hotel for a week. So I need a car. We went to a dealer, my friend, he put his name because I can get a car. When you have a good friend, they will help you. They are like my brothers. They help me a lot. Especially they like the idea to open a restaurant, a family restaurant. They invest the money. If I have 2 workers with me, it will be enough. We'll work as a family. We don't need to make money. Especially we came from a war, I mean, country. We just want to survive. I know one boy, he was 18 years old, he has nobody. Somebody told me about him, and I said, okay, bring him. I feel sorry about him because he's so lonely. One time he gets sick, he doesn't know how to go to the urgent care to explain. I mean, so I went with him to the urgent care. I'm like his father. You have to understand them. I understand them. I know the background. Just have to have some time patient with them. One of them, I mean, he has a really nightmare. He saw a lot of things. He was like maybe 14, 13 years old, and he lost his hair completely. Every night in the Disneyland, 9 o'clock at night, they have the fireworks. But over there, it's 10 times stronger. They will get scared. They think, I mean, something happened. They call my wife Mama, all of them. And she treat them really like a family. And the end of the day, she asked everybody, did you eat? They call it Turkish coffee, but it is Arabic coffee. I mean, in Saudi Arabia, they do it different way. When the community comes over here or somebody wants to visit Syria, he can see a little bit in Syria over here. You know, everybody loves to come to America. This country is a great country. I love it. They give you everything. But you have to be also a good citizen. We have to be loyal 100%. Of course it's worth it. Come over here. Now I'm happy because I'm here. I'm happy because I told for my kids. They have a good life. They have good education. For me and my wife and my kids, this is a gift from God.